Kevin, before the break, you were going to give us an example of dreams, if you want to do that again.
Well, sure. We were talking about unusual experiences and dream interpretation. And on one occasion, I had a young woman, probably 20, in my office who had this long, convoluted dream that she was telling me. And usually when I do dream interpretation, I try to quickly come up with a theme or somehow tie all the pieces together in one cohesive sentence so I can work with interpretation more quickly. Well, this dream was so convoluted and so unusual that it was one of the few occasions I felt totally lost. And I felt myself kind of lean forward toward her just thinking, my God, I need to help this woman somehow. And I heard a woman's voice in my ear. And the woman said, this is the dream of a woman who has been sexually molested. And as soon as I heard that voice, I saw all the threads connected. And so I started by saying, you know, sometimes when we've experienced abuse, and she started crying. And so I knew that that was exactly what had happened. But that was probably one of the most unusual experiences I'd ever had with dream interpretation.
What does it mean when you're in a dream and you're running and running and running and you're just not going anywhere?
You need more exercise. No, it usually suggests that you're trying to get away from something, probably something within yourself or within your life, and you can't get away from it. That's why you're not going anywhere. So in the waking state, you're trying to get away from something, ignoring something, not wanting to deal with something, but you can't get away from it.
Do people share similar dreams?
Do we have dreams in common? Yeah, I mean, there's very common dreams. Like, lots of times, people who are older in their, let's say, 40s or older, they will have a dream about going back to school and sitting in a classroom and their teacher's passing out a test and they didn't know there was going to be a test that day, or being out in the hallway and can't remember the combination to their locker or something like that. Those are all dreams not about having unresolved issues from high school, but about not feeling prepared for something. And so what happens is when we have an experience in life, our mind looks for an experience in our soul history when we had a similar experience. So you're not feeling prepared at work, so you go to sleep, and your mind remembers a time back in school when you didn't feel prepared, and you dream about it. And it's actually that dynamic that causes past life dreams to happen. We have a experience we're having in life, let's say, that we don't understand. The soul mind looks for an experience in the soul's history that was similar, and we remember a past life. Not to get us interested in reincarnation so much, but instead to bring to our awareness the fact that something similar is happening again.
How do dream experts predict that people have a number of dreams every night, even if they don't remember it? How do they know?
Well, they've done a lot of dream studies since the 1950s when rapid eye movement was discovered, where people have found that if your eyes were moving just below the eyelids and you were woken up, awaken, you would be more predisposed to remember a dream. That's how it started. That research eventually expanded, and they discovered that on average, most people dream about 90 minutes a night. We don't sleep for a long time and then dream for 90 minutes and sleep some more. We have about 6 dream cycles of an average of perhaps 15 minutes each. They have found since the REM experiences that we don't just dream when we're having REM sleep. We also dream without REM sleep. But everybody dreams, and dreams average about 90 minutes.
Well, so they're not that short.
Well, I mean, they're short fragments, but for over a period of an evening, we'll have dreamed 90 minutes worth. We don't tend to remember all those dreams. We're more likely to remember the dreams that happen closer to awakening.
But why is that? Why do some people remember dreams other people just simply can't?
Part of it has to do with, we are not culturally predisposed in this country to work with dreams. Nobody brought us up with, you know, you really need to watch your dreams, or ask you over the breakfast table, what did you dream? And part of it has to do with just practice. When I first got involved in my ARE study group and we talked about dreams, I didn't remember any dreams. I never had remembered a dream. And basically I got a notebook and a pen or a pencil, and every day when I woke up, I just write down whatever I remembered. And I went from not remembering anything to, for a while there, having to get up earlier, 45 minutes earlier, just to write down everything I was remembering. At which point, finally, I said, you know, I can't write down all these dreams. This is too many, and cut back a little. But once you prime the pump, it is very easy to start remembering your dreams.
Was there a pattern to your dreams? Was it were they trying to tell you something?
Oh, sure. I mean, and it depended on what was going on in my life. I'll tell you one of the experiences I had in a study group with dreams.
Please.
We had this. These study groups work with disciplines, like this week we're all going to meditate every day, or this week we're going to try to do something spiritual, or this week we're going to refrain from whatever. And the one week they decided, this week we're going to all ask for dreams on what do I need to work on spiritually. And next week we're going to come back and we're going to report on those dreams. Well, I had never done that, plus I had a hard time remembering dreams, so I was kind of nervous I'd be the only one out of this group of 14, 15 people who couldn't remember anything. So the first night I wrote out, what do I need to work on spiritually? Went to sleep, didn't remember a thing, made me even more nervous. The next night I tried it again, and this was the dream I had. I dreamed I was in Egypt, where I hadn't been yet. I've actually been there 6 times since then, but I had never been to Egypt. And I was coming out of the Giza Plateau, and just as I was stepping out of the pyramid, some person I knew from ARE said to a big group that was there, by the way, Jesus taught Kevin some dance steps, and Kevin wants to show them to you now.
Jesus taught you dance steps?
Yeah, which was a real surprise to me because I never remembered seeing Jesus. I didn't know anything about dancing. But all these people were gathering around me to listen, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I can come up with something. And somebody I did not like at all in ARE sat down near me, and I hope I can say this on the air. I thought, what an ass when the person sat down by me.
Well, I guess we can get by with that.
Okay. So I looked out over the plateau, and then all at once I saw Jesus. And he thought back just what I had thought. And the next thought was, more than anything else, you need to work on your thoughts. And so when I got to study group that next week, I thought, you know, not only did I have a dream about I need to work on my thoughts, but I got it from the big guy himself. So I was pretty impressed with how easily that had happened.